This is Dr. Singham dictating from Westwood Nursing and Rehabilitation. Patient's first name is John, last name Yeager, Y-A-G-E-R. Date of birth is 1/22/1965. Date of evaluation is 8/24/2022. HPI history page. Complaint psychiatric evaluation for management of anxiety, mood disorder, and to assess efficacy of current medications. History of present illness. This is a 57 years old male who is familiar to our service. He was most recently seen by nurse practitioner Nancy on August 15, 2022. Patient's chart indicates multiple medical problems, including COPD, congestive heart failure, acute kidney failure, seizures, alcoholic liver disease, Cushing syndrome, morbid obesity, obstructive sleep apnea, he was fixated on getting discharged, but was not able to clearly state where he would go and how he would get the medical attention he needs. Patient has a guardian period. He was encouraged to talk to his guardian and social worker to explore realistic possibility of discharge to a less restrictive setting. Patient also talked about not wanting to take Remeron and reports that he doesn't need it and contributes to weight gain. Period. He has a long-standing history of anxiety, but denies any suicidal ideation, intent, or plans. No reports of any auditory, visual hallucinations. Review system, no change in body system except as reported above. Please bring forward psychiatric history, social history, history, and average current medication forward from last visit on August 15, 2022. Mental status examination, general, overweight male, demeanor, cooperative, but fixated on getting discharged. Motor movements, normal gait, ambulatory, via wheelchair, mood, anxious, thought processes, intact, association, normal thought content. No suicidal homicidal thoughts reported. Perceptual disturbances, denied level of consciousness, alert, oriented times three, memory recent, intact, funnel knowledge, fair judgment, and insight limited. Next, under assessment plan, generalized anxiety disorder, continues Xanax and Buspar as prescribed, decrease mirtazapine to 7.5 milligram HS for 1 week and then discontinue. Number two, schizoaffective disorder, bipolar type F25.0. Plans continue aripiprazole as prescribed. Disposition, staff needs to continue to monitor patient closely and notify our service for any persistent changes in mood, behaviors, or exit-seeking behaviors, period. Patient was encouraged to discuss with social worker and guardian regarding any realistic possibility of placement to a less restrictive setting. Here we'll follow with you as needed basis, procedure code 99308 under supplemental administrative common side effects of antipsychotics, benzodiazepines, risk-benefit statement based on findings of my assessment. Above stated goals, benefits of recommended psychotropic drug intervention outweighs the risk as reported above, end of dictation.